Now, you might say that Parkinson's is a disease. If we really think about it and start backing up, we think, okay, Parkinson's is really not a disease. If we change the way we think, say, Parkinson's disease is really not a disease. It's a symptom of a disease. If it's a symptom of a disease, and we just label it Parkinson's disease, then what really is the disease? Well, the disease may be that your L-DOPA levels are too low. Well, if your L-DOPA levels are too low, is that the disease? Or is that a symptom of the disease? If that's what's causing all these problems, what's causing the L-DOPA? We have to go back and find out, is there something else going on? Is it lifestyle? Is it food? Is it diet? Is it other drugs? Are there toxicities in the environment that are causing this? We find that manganese, if you have high levels of manganese, it could cause this. So maybe it's a manganese overdose that you've had somewhere along the line. If that's the case, let's back up another step. We might say, well, it was caused by manganese poisoning. But if we say, okay, manganese poisoning isn't really the disease either, so it's a symptom of the disease. What is the disease? And we keep going back and going back and going back. And to see if we can't find out something in their lifestyle, whether it's something they're eating, some supplement they shouldn't be taking, some drug that they are taking that's giving them a side effect, something in their past, maybe a hormone imbalance. We try to identify what is going on there. And sometimes we can, and sometimes it's very simple, and sometimes it's very complex. So we have these consultations. I spend time with them. And at the end, I will write a report. And in that report, I will talk. I'll write the things that we talked about, and I'll make some suggestions, whether they could be checking hormone levels, it could be checking some other levels, it could be checking vitamin D3 levels, it could be checking manganese, it could be checking all sorts of things, or it could be changing their diet, could be exercise, could be all kinds of things that can be helpful in making the life of a person who has Parkinson's disease a little bit easier.
The idea then is to keep going back and back and back and figure out what the root issues really are.
If we can, yes.
And sometimes that does require some testing to see what might really be involved.
Right.
So you, in your consultations, you do those in your clinic, and of course that would just be for people who are located near the Olympia, Washington area, but you also do these long distance, is that correct, so people can get your consultation over the phone?
We could. You know, so if somebody in Florida wants to have a consultation, we've done long-distance consultations before, so if somebody in Florida wants to give me a call, we would send them the forms. They would fill it out and send them back to us so that I have a copy of it, and we could have a telephone consultation. And I would do the same thing. I would write a report and send it back to them. They can give it to their healthcare provider. They can do whatever they want to with the report, but at least they would have a report with some suggestions that I think might be helpful for them.
And Randy, for those of you listening, has given a very, very generous offer for his nutritional consultations. The normal price or cost of his consultations are $495 for the next 14 days. He's discounted that cost all the way down $200 to only $295, which is a steal. I really personally don't know anyone who has his skill, his knowledge, his abilities, and his insights. So for the next 14 days, at any rate, that offer will be open. And in order to be able to express interest, you simply will see at the bottom of the screen there's a link, and you can get some additional information about his consultation. And if you wish, you can purchase it, contact him, and actually obtain the valuable information that he has to offer. So I want to thank you, Randy, for making that available to people. It really is a very generous offer.
Well, you're welcome. Glad to do that. And hopefully, if there's somebody out there who we might benefit, we'd be glad to do that.
Now, you are also doing what really is revolutionary work with regard to helping people with hormone imbalances. Could you say a bit about that work?
Well, majority of what we do in the compounding pharmacy involves hormones. And again, we have people come in with all sorts of complaints. And a lot of times, it's amazing to me how many times it actually boils down to a hormone imbalance. By balancing the hormones, whether it's estrogen and progesterone being out of balance, or not enough testosterone, or too much cortisol. Cortisol deals with stress, and it could be that stress is such a potent force in our lives, in our culture, that it's causing all kinds of these different problems. These medical problems, these physiological problems, these other hormone imbalances, that's what we have to work on. By solving one problem doesn't necessarily mean we're solving all the problems. So if we look at four systems, we look at the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands make over 50 hormones, but the one that we are most interested in is the cortisol. So if your cortisol levels are high, that means you're under stress. That's going to affect your thyroid. It's going to affect your sex hormones. It's also going to affect your blood glucose. So let's say that your thyroid is out of whack. It may be within what we call normal limits, but if there is such a thing as something called normal limits, I'd rather change that to expected limits. So if it's within expected limits, then chances are you're not going to be treated for hormones or thyroid problems. But if you look at those ranges, the ranges are huge. They are absolutely astronomically huge.